Harmonizing a melody. When you have a simple melody, and this example is in the key of C, and the melody notes are C, F, E, D, C, you have diatonic choices that go with the chords in the key of C. Diatonic means pertaining to that particular key. The diatonic choices are underlined on the chart in the PDF. The way to harmonize a note is you can think about what chords have that note in the chord. Like for your C, your first melody note of C, I think about, okay, if the chord whose root is a C chord, the chord whose third is C would be like an A minor, the chord whose fifth is a C would be an F, and the chord whose seventh would be a C would be a D minor 7. And that's why if you look down the column under the C melody note, those are the four chords that are underlined. So in other words, the four possible diatonic chords you could choose to harmonize the C note when you're in the key of C would be C, A minor, F, or D minor 7. Right? And you can hear that. You also have other possibilities that are not in the key of C, but you could harmonize a C with C minor. You could harmonize it with A flat. You could harmonize it with F minor. You could harmonize it with D7, or even D flat major 7. And so those are other chords whose first, third, fifth, or seventh is a C, if you see what I mean. Similarly, when we get to F, the chord whose root is F would be F, or you could choose F minor. Chords whose third is F would be D minor, or D flat major. Chord whose fifth is F would be B minor 7 flat 5, like, or you could do B flat, or B flat minor. And the chord whose seventh is F would be either G7, or G flat major 7. And then E, same thing, you got either E minor or E or C or C sharp minor or A minor or A or F major 7 or F sharp 7. You really have to know your music theory to be able to digest all this. You have to know how to spell chords. Spelling chords is a whole nother course in itself, and I have a virtual lesson on that. If you want to request it, go ahead, feel free, whenever you're ready for a virtual lesson. Going for D to the for the D melody note, you got a D minor, you could have D major, you could have B half diminished, B flat, you could have G, you could have G minor, you have E minor 7 or E7 or E flat major 7. Now you can choose other chords where the melody note would become something other than its first, third, fifth, or seventh, but those are the ones that tend to be more common because there's a stronger relationship between the melody note and the chord. In other words, let's take the F for example. We only considered chords whose root was F, or whose third was F, or whose fifth was F, or whose seventh was F. Let's say we chose a chord whose second degree was F. Like let's say E flat add 9. You know, that's perfectly acceptable in terms of chords, but I have to limit the discussion somewhere. And this, you get into not only, when you get into off in that direction, it gets very complicated very quickly. So we're going to just leave it to my system right now. So we're going to randomly choose the 5 different chords. First, let's just do diatonic chords. Like, we'll choose any of the underlined chords. All right, so I'm going to choose A minor, B half diminished, F major 7, G, and C. So the whole melody is going to sound like... And was nice. Everything's pleasant. We're in the key of C. Everything was a chord that fits in the key of C. So that's all well and good. But suppose I want to spice things up a little. I'm going to choose another random bunch, but now I won't stick to only diatonic. I'm going to choose A flat and then F minor. So it's going to be and then F minor and then C sharp minor and then B flat and then D flat major 7. So as you can see, it gets weird very quickly. Like, I don't even remember what I did now. But it definitely doesn't sound like we're in C anymore. So that would be like a weird example. A very weird example. Let's tone it down a little and choose 4 out of 5 diatonic chords and 1 non-diatonic chord. This will give us structure and stability with a little bit of interest. All right? So I'm going to choose C, D minor, C sharp minor, and then B flat half diminished, or B half diminished. All right, so, and then A minor at the end. So the only non-diatonic chord was the middle column, C sharp minor. Again, repeating that, I did C, and then D minor, C sharp minor, B half diminished, and then, so that's a very interesting one. It sounds a little weird and a little nice at the same time. It's intriguing, I don't know. Right? So let's do one more example where we have 4 out of 5. And this isn't some rule or anything. This is just an experiment on my part to give it mostly diatonic chords, but 1 outside chord to catch our ear. So that's going to be my strategy. I'm going to choose this time D minor 7, B half diminished, and then A minor, and then B flat, and then F. So that was interesting. It didn't sound that jarring, really. So one more time, D minor 7, and then B half diminished. I forgot what I chose now. I think I chose A minor and then B flat, F. That's actually very interesting and compelling. That could be, and the melody's super simple. So if you have like a melody that's kind of boring and you want to jazz it up a little, all you have to do is play around with the harmony, and there you go. Now this is only the first four notes of a melody. We could go on and on with this. So your homework is to write a 8-bar melody in some key, whether it's major or minor, where all the notes are diatonic to that key, and you draw out a map like this for yourself and then come up with different possibilities for harmonization. And it's a ton of fun. It's a lot of work. It's time consuming, but it gets easier and easier, especially for you guys in the beginning. You know, spelling chords is you have to think about it, and I have to think about it too, but I'm faster, and you will get faster the more you do it, as with anything. All right, one more reharmonization, just to leave you on this. I'm going to randomly choose A minor, B flat, A, and then E flat major, and then A flat. So that was interesting. I think I can't even remember what I did. I did F, B, I did F minor, B flat, A, E flat major. That's a weird one to go from A to that, and then A flat minor. So that's very interesting. Lots of different varieties on the same melody. Have fun with it and send me your examples.